Chapter 3 of Mr. Booker T. Washington and Others. From birth till death enslaved, in word, in deed, unmanned. Hereditary bondsmen, know ye not who would be free themselves must strike the blow. Byron. Easily the most striking thing in the history of the American Negro since 1876 is the ascendancy of Mr. Booker T. Washington. It began at the time when war memories and ideals were rapidly passing. A day of astonishing commercial development was dawning. A sense of doubt and hesitation overtook the freedmen's sons. Then it was that his leading began. Mr. Washington came with a simple, definite program, at the psychological moment when the nation was a little ashamed of having bestowed so much sentiment on Negroes and was concentrating its energies on dollars. His program of industrial education, conciliation of the South, and submission and silence as to civil and political rights was not wholly original. The free Negroes from 1830 up to wartime had striven to build industrial schools, and the American Missionary Association had from the first taught various trades, and Price and others had sought a way of honorable alliance with the best of the Southerners. But Mr. Washington first indissolubly linked these things. He put enthusiasm, unlimited energy, and perfect faith into his program, and changed it from a bypath into a veritable way of life. And the tale of the methods by which he did this is a fascinating study of human life. It startled the nation to hear a Negro advocating such a program after many decades of bitter complaint. It startled and won the applause of the South. It interested and won the admiration of the North. And after a confused murmur of protest, it silenced if it did not convert the Negroes themselves. To gain the sympathy and cooperation of the various elements comprising the White South was Mr. Washington's first task, and this